LCU for LBK is a great way to serve the community of Lubbock, to partner with nonprofits and their mission, but most importantly, just be a light to those who might need it.
It's so easy to sign up. All you have to do is scan a QR code, select a place you'll like to volunteer, maybe read over their mission, and see which one fits best for you.
Hey Sid, have you signed up?
I've signed up. Have you signed up?
If not, it's not too late. Head over, scan that QR code, and pick your place. We have group leaders this year to point you in the right direction, especially if this is your first time getting to serve with LCU for LBK.
And after we're done volunteering, we'll head back to campus, enjoy some Soda Shack, and talk about some highlights of the day.
We're so excited to be a part of LCU for LBK this year.
And we look forward to seeing you all there.
All right. Good morning, everyone. I'm here today to hopefully get you all excited for LCU for LBK this Thursday. But before I go into the details of what's going to happen on Thursday, I want to explain to you why days like this I get so excited about. So 14 years ago, I was a freshman at Oklahoma Christian University. I sat in Bible classes like you do every week. And my professor at the time offered some extra credit if we would go and do some community service. And finals were approaching, and I thought, well, I would rather do that and save a couple hours of studying. So that's what I'm going to do. But again, I was a freshman, not from Oklahoma City, so I wasn't really sure where to start. So I asked a couple of my teammates, they were upperclassmen, hey, do you know a place that I can get some extra credit community service hours? They're like, yes, I'll pick you up Thursday at 6. You can come with me. That Thursday, we drove 20 minutes south into downtown inner city Oklahoma City to this building right here, Capitol Hill Church of Christ. I walked through those doors. It was loud. It was diverse. The building was run down, and I was uncomfortable. But I needed that extra credit. I enjoyed myself. I went upstairs with some upper elementary kids. I chatted with them. We played basketball. I sat with them during their lesson. I had a good time. To be honest with you, I figured I probably just had a good time, one, because it wasn't studying, and two, I was with my friends. But after I left that night, I kept going back. I went back every Thursday night. And then it started to become every Sunday night. And then I was going by myself. I soon began to realize that I loved that place. I could feel that it was full of the Spirit. I was connecting with God and His creation and the community that He desires for us to be in with one another. And although I was serving those that by our standards would probably be considered needy, the service was changing me. It was changing how I saw the world. It was changing my relationship with God. It was changing how I thought and how I acted. I went from a random volunteer to a summer intern to soon after graduation, a full-time children's minister at Capitol Hill. I got to see other college students, youth groups, adult volunteers. I got to watch their hearts change like mine did from interacting with people who have been made in God's image just like us. So LCU for LBK, it's a two-hour event in the afternoon that you get to spend time with your friends, and you get a spiritual life credit, which I know some of you need. But this opportunity sounds an awful lot like what freshman Kylie experienced 14 years ago, and that experience changed me. My hope and prayer is that this experience will open up some doors for you, that maybe it'll spark that interest in you. I hope that we make Lubbock a better community. I hope that you laugh and have fun with your friends and enjoy that community with one another. But I also hope that you allow the Spirit to move in you and that you listen and that you respond. And faculty and staff, this day is for you too. When I was working at Capitol Hill, nothing meant more to me than when one of my former professors walked up to me and said, "What do you need?" And then that Thursday night, he was there serving with our students. He drove the hardest van route. It was loud. They were rowdy. It was long. And that van route scared every volunteer I had away. But Dr. Simmons showed up, and he served. And it had an impact on me. But man, I know it impacted those students that he had in class, that he watched serve and they watched him serve. And then you get to talk about it afterwards and you get to experience Jesus with one another. So hopefully you're a little bit more excited about Thursday. The weather appears to be nice, so that's going to be a change of pace. But real quickly, I'm going to walk you through how to sign up. All of you should have received an email from me shortly before chapel, but I know it's a little confusing, so we're going to go over this together. This is the Volunteer Center of Lubbock website. Riley, who, if you've been to one of these events before, does a fantastic job with the Volunteer Center putting together this website for us. When you get to that homepage, if you are a freshman or you have never participated in LCU for LBK, you have to create an account. So once you create an account, it'll look something like this. There's five steps. It'll ask you to select interests, causes. You can do that if you are interested or you can breeze through. The key is you have to use an LCU email address. Hey, when you're creating that account or when you're logging back in for the first time in a year, make sure you're using that LCU email address. Once you do, you'll get to a page like this. On the left-hand side, you will see LCU for LBK. Click it. Once you click it, you'll see all the needs. And we are adding more locations this week. So if something that you want has filled up, either branch out, try something new, or keep refreshing. Now through Thursday, we are adding locations so you can continue to sign up that way. To respond and sign up for that event, you click View Details. So say you wanted to go to the Salvation Army. After you click that, in the upper right-hand corner, you click Respond. Once you click Respond, you are signed up. You'll receive information closer to Thursday with who your group leader is. That'll be how you get your spiritual life credit. And if you need any other things, like I know the food bank has a separate form that you have to fill out, so I'll be sending those out as well. That's how you sign up. It's simple. But if you have problems, you can email me. You can stop at one of the student life team in the back, or you can come up to our office. We're more than happy to walk you through that. Because again, sometimes it can be a little complicated. The rundown of the day, which here are the links if you'd like to sign up. We're going to be enjoying lunch together in the rec at 12:15. So we hope that you sign up. We're going to have food for y'all. It'll be Chick-fil-A. It's going to be yummy. Eat, hang out. Then we'll have a send-off where you'll then meet up with your group. If you need a ride, you can carpool. We'll also have some on-campus locations as well. And you will serve from 1 to 3 p.m. After that, we'll come back to campus. And like the video said, we'll have Soda Shack and a time for fellowship. Or if you're tired and you just need to get a drink and refuel and go, that is fine. But we hope to see you back in the mall at 3:15 afterwards. LCU's mission is to transform the hearts, minds, and hands for lives of purpose and service. So I hope that we see you all Thursday. It's going to be a fun afternoon, and you're dismissed.